Training Camp Central is powered by XFIT.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Camp Breakdown from Bourbon A. We're going to look at receivers today. I'm Jeff Joniak, along with Tom Thayer, and there are 13 on the roster right now. Big Tom, 8 of those guys have 2 years or less experience in the NFL. Those are the guys that are trying to work their way up, including Kevin White. I have not had a player asked about more throughout this offseason than Kevin White. I don't know about you, but at the events that we do, Kevin White is the number one topic of conversation.
Right, but he's a first rounder. I mean, there's expectations for him. He's not one of the guys that has 2 years or less experience and you're saying, I hope he can make the team. I hope he can contribute. This is a guy that has to come in and he has to be backed up by stats, catches. What does he do to the defense to make sure that he gives opportunities for other players? And then he's got to be healthy, Jeff. He's got to be on the field, and people want to see him on the field for 16 games.
It was sad to see him miss the entire season with that stress fracture. He went through an emotional roller coaster, as every athlete does. But I really believe he learned a lot from the experience around him, just being in that environment. He had Adam Gase last year also in his ear, and now he's got Dowell Loggins. He's got Jay Cutler. He's got some experience around him. Alshon Jeffrey now has to also help him along a little bit.
But that's one of the things that needs to expedite his expectations, is because he's had a year to sit in the meetings. He's had a year to be on the practice field to look at the commitment the players have to make in terms of the time that the coach is required of them, what you need to do in meetings, and then your personal investment, how you pay attention to your iPad and see what opportunities you're given. So, you know, that's why Kevin White's expectations are so high, not only for the receiver position, but for the entirety of the offense.
I think General Manager Ryan Pace paid him the best compliment already. Even though we have not seen him in game action, he says he's a professional. And that's saying a lot about a 24-year-old kid with no NFL experience yet. What are your expectations for Alshon Jeffrey?
Well, $14.5 million worth of expectations. And that means being the number one receiver on your football team, being out there for 16 games, not only providing a big target for Jay Cutler, but again, the shift of the defense to provide opportunities for Zach Miller, for the backs out of the backfield, for Kevin White, for Eddie Royal, and the rest of the receivers. He hasn't been here, around here a lot in the offseason, and the one thing that haunted him last year was just the number of injuries he had to the lower body that kept him out of action. I want to see the investment that he put into the offseason to pay off on the football field.
The slot position's interesting. You got the 9-year veteran Eddie Royal, who only appeared in 9 games last year. Similar situation with injuries, but you've got guys like Mark Mariani, an established veteran, sure hands. You got Daniel Braverman, the 7th-round pick. That's going to be quite the battle.
What are their contributions to special teams going to be? Because that's the key for the second-tier guys that we're talking about. And we know Mariani is fully invested in the special teams opportunity. Can Braverman be that guy? Josh Bellamy here, and he's got a lot of respect from the special teams coach, Coach Rogers. So all of those guys that we're not talking about lining up with the first-team offense, if they're not a fourth-phase competitor, then they're going to lessen their chances to make
Marquise Wilson coming off injury. He's another guy to watch entering his 4th season. And keep an eye on Kieran Duncan, 4'2", 5'40". He's an undrafted rookie free agent out of Colorado Pueblo. He's exciting to watch.
Cameron Meredith, don't forget his name. He's a
There's
guy.
A lot.
He's a big guy that should be able to come in here and compete. He's made some difficult, tough catches, but we need to see him on the field.
For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Stick here on ChicagoBears.com for continuing coverage of Camp 2016. Thanks for watching.